Welcome to a special episode of Orphan Radio. Matt and Josh, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing, brother?
Okay.
We're going to talk about your band that's getting back together, at least for a little while, the history of it, what happened, why you're back, what role I'm going to play in this. How do you feel about that?
What role are you going to play?
I'm meeting you guys for a show. Is that good enough?
That's it?
God, I can't wait to see Jenko.
It's Jenko.
So you guys are playing in July in California, and then you're doing a little 10-day tour or so in September. Why are you guys doing this now? You haven't played a show since 2004.
Oh, I mean, we broke up really immaturely. I mean, you go back and thinking like, well, should we have done this or should we have done that to prevent something like that? But I mean, you can't. And ultimately, I don't see it being handled any different way than how we broke up. And since then, you know, a lot of us went on to do our own different bands and things. And, you know, in between all that, Jenko's kind of been the one who every 6 months or year since we broke up, it's like, hey, you guys want to do some shows? You want to do some shows? And you know, people are like, oh, maybe, or yeah, this, or whatever. And my band now is, we did a little 2.5-week tour opening for the Get Up Kids, and we played a couple shows in San Francisco, where Adrienne lives now. And we did two nights, and we did the Siren Sings, and then, you know, the crowd reaction was really cool, and we just started talking about, well, maybe now is the time. And, you know, I feel like the older you get with wanting to do something that you did when you were young, just the further away you want to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so now's the time. It's just now or never, and we feel like we kind of like left something on the table, broke up immaturely, and you know, want to go in back, and there's an opportunity to do it, and we want to take that opportunity.
Yeah. So it's not everybody, though, right?
Justin's not going to do it.
Yeah. But who's taking his place?
Chi-Chi Saltman.
I've spent some time with him.
What do you think of him?
He's a good man.
Why?
I don't know. So when is the first show's in California at a festival, right?
Yeah.
Rockstar Energy Drink?
I think it's called Taste of Chaos.
Right.
But I know you like, they sponsor you, so I know you like to get their name in there for your show.
Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. We practiced, I guess it was like 4 weekends ago now, or 3 weekends ago now, and it sounded really great. And, you know, just hanging out with those people, you don't realize like when you have something special. And we had something really special. And the fact that we, you know, Jenko and Jim hadn't seen Adrienne in 10, 11 years. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we could just all walk into a room for the first time in that long of a period and just be, it's just like we were, it was like 13 years ago and we were still doing it. That's something pretty special, I think.
Yeah. So where'd you guys practice? Your basement?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was good.
Yeah, that's right, huh? Well, why don't we play a song?
Okay.
Which one?
I have no idea.
Okay, cool.
Bye.
So back up and start from the beginning. Give us a little history lesson about the band.
We went to...
Now.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
We were all going to high schools in the Blue Valley District, and playing in bands and so forth. And Justin and I were playing two different bands, and we kind of wanted to do something a little more serious. And we were really into Moog synthesizers and listening to a lot of the Cars and the Rentals. And so through a friend, we met Adrienne. Mm-hmm. And she was going to a high school named Paseo. And so we just started playing together and writing songs. And that's kind of how that started. And that was like right as we were – I think Adrienne and Justin were seniors, and I was – I just graduated, and I got a job at a video store.
Uh-huh. Movie gallery?
Movie gallery.
Yep.
That was – I was a really good employee.
Well, I got you a job once in high school too. It didn't go very well.
What happened?
You just didn't show up after like 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, cool. I vouched for that guy. But will you tell people what your trick was at movie gallery? Do you remember?
What?
Like if you had like 50 copies of Titanic or whatever,
uh-huh.
Like remember it said, if we're out of Titanic, you get a free rental. Do you remember that?
No. Oh, that was like their thing, their slogan.
Yeah. But do you remember what you used to do?
No.
I remember your life better than you. This is awesome. But if there was like, you know, on the window it would say, if we're out of Titanic, you get a free rental. And if there was one left, you always used to put it down below the counter. And so when people would come up and go, oh, you're out of Titanic, I'll take my free rental. And then you used to go, oh, here it is. Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Hey, those were good times.
I guess. Sorry. People there were such jerks, though.
At movie gallery?
I mean, the clientele.
Did you guys have a porn room?
Yes, we did. Like, you don't know.
That's weird. I don't remember that.
You used to always come in, and you were like, you really wanted Sexagram, but it was always out.
My brother had rented it. Yeah. Anyway, back to the band. Go ahead.
Oh, and then, you know, we named ourselves The Broadcast, and... We started playing. I think our first show was an open mic at the Bottleneck, and then the next night we played the talent show. Remember that? We lost to that band Pulse.
I don't think I was there.
That band Pulse.
Well, I know. I remember seeing the video, but I don't think I was there.
Well, we did.
Okay.
You were really into them.
Yeah, they were awesome.
What were they like?
Kind of like a mix between Korn and The Prodigy.
Are you still into both those bands?
What do you think, bitch? Sorry.
And then we all moved to Lawrence from there.
Yeah.
So
why don't we play a Broadcast song?
Let's do it.
All right.
Why all the guys keep asking her out, even though to everyone but her. She can't be kept. She met a new boy, but I guarantee you'll be hearing next week. She's breaking up. She's breaking up. She's gonna get dumped. She's breaking up. She's breaking up. She's gonna get dumped. It's hard to figure why a pretty girl like her can't keep a date. They keep coming and they go in with the same old haunted face. Going out, why ask her out? I couldn't resist. We're going out, and I soon found out why she keeps getting dead. But she can't guess.
All right, we're back. That was I always thought that stuff was really good, and none of it ever got released.
Yeah, I liked it.
So anyway, you were called The Broadcast, and then what happened? Why'd you change your name? How did the other guys get involved?
We used to always, like, you know, back even that was like 98, I guess. We used to always have to go to the record store, or whatnot, and to find out about music and other bands. And we were just looking through magazines and reading reviews of bands, and there's this band called Broadcast. And we're like, mm-hmm. Oh shit. And so we changed our name, and I think the name came – I think Adrienne was at her mom's house, and her mom collected those, like, plates you put on your walls. You know how you collect those?
Uh-huh.
And one samples. Said – okay. And one said the anniversary, and so that's kind of how it came. And then Michael Hutcherson was playing drums with us, and he moved to Boston, and then
– Alex was playing bass, right?
Really early on. And then he was, like, doing his own thing. And Jim and Janko, well, I guess Jim first, he played in this band called Simple Barney. And then they changed their name to, what the hell did they change?
It was Half-Track.
Yeah, Half-Track. And so he started playing bass. And then I guess any local, like, sort of band was freshman year at Blue Valley. There was a battle of the bands. Mm-hmm. And Simple Barney was playing, and I had no friends.
What?
And my mom dropped me off, and I saw Simple Barney play first, and I thought they were, like, the coolest thing ever. And I went and voted for them, and then at the end of the night, they counted all the votes of all the bands, and they got two votes, and one was from me and the other was from Janko, who was in the band. You know the other bands that were in that, though? They're all, like, metal bands.
I can imagine.
But you could. So, yeah, that was kind of how the lineup started.
All right. And then you guys started playing local shows around town, right?
Yeah, we just started playing locally for, you know, any, you know, band that would come into town. We'd always try to get on the bill and sneak into the replay. And
I remember seeing you play at the bowling alley, like, really early on.
Oh, yeah. We used to do those – KGHK used to do those bowling alley shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
So when'd you first start going out of town?
The first time we went out of town and played, like, Wichita and I think Tulsa. And, we just kind of did a few Midwest and regional things. And the last one we did, do you remember when we hit a deer?
I wasn't there for that one.
Okay. Well, we played Wichita, and after the show, we went to this party, and we were like, this is before cell phones, and, you know, everything was, like, printed out on a MapQuest piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think we did that for that show, because we were like, okay, we could get home from Wichita, but we didn't know how to get on the highway, and some drunk dude told us, like, you go here, and then you go left, and we did that. And we started driving, like, 4 hours away from Lawrence, and then we hit a deer.
Who was driving?
Jim was.
He's the responsible one.
Okay. And then we totaled our van, and it was terrible.
I don't remember that.
we shattered the deer.
Really?
And the cop came and he was like, "You guys in a band?" Or like, "Yeah, you guys like Pantera?"
Did he really?
Yeah. We were like, "Yeah."
Yeah, we do. How do you record your first album? Why don't you talk about that up in Chicago?
Well, we did a thing of demos before that. We did 6 songs. This band called the Pulsars, they opened for Weezer. They opened for Superchunk and Weezer in, I think it was 98, and at the Granada. And we befriended Dave Trumfio, who is the singer of the Pulsars. And we gave him like some of those broadcast demos. And they were from Chicago at the time, or he was living in Chicago at the time, and he liked them. And then we just kind of started, we talked, we were like, "Hey, would you produce 6 songs for us?" And he was like, "Yeah." So we went out there and did 6 songs, and those never came out. And we started, but with those songs, we started sending to labels because we were trying to get on a label. Mm-hmm. So we sent to, honestly, every label we could think of. We sent to like Merge. I don't know if we sent to Lookout, but we sent to like Honest Don's, Fat Records, Epitaph.
Mint?
Yeah, I think we sent to Mint, K Records, Matador Records, just everyone. Maverick, remember Maverick Records?
Yeah.
Maverick actually called us back.
That was the one Madonna owned, right?
Yeah, they called us back. That was the first time I had ever talked to a label on the phone.
I thought you were going to say that was the first time I ever talked to a girl.
It was.
Sure, you boot thought.
But anyways, so we started just getting just rejection letters after rejection letters. Mm-hmm. And I saved them all. So I have like a stack full of no thank you and we don't like this and so forth. And then Adrian and Rob started dating and Rob played in the Get Up Kids.
Uh-huh.
And then we started playing more with the Get Up Kids. And then the Get Up Kids were getting ready to make a new record, and they had a bunch of labels interested in major labels and also Vagrant Records. And part of the deal that they signed with Vagrant was, we want to do this, but we want to start our own subsidiary off of that called Heroes and Villains.
Uh-huh.
And we want to sign The Anniversary as our first band. And so that's how Designing a Nervous Breakdown came about. We got signed to Vagrant, Heroes and Villains, and then went back to Chicago to record Design Earth's Breakdown with Dave Trumfio.
Cool. You want to play a song off that?
Sure.
Very cool.
Okay. Down the headlines. So that record came out, and we started touring. We just, in for the next so many years, we just toured nonstop.
Yeah, you guys were gone a lot.
Yeah, and you came out with us a bunch of times. So if there's anyone listening out there and they ever saw like a merch guy who was always fumbling around and like really unorganized, right?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, I think the first thing I ever did with you was went to Texas for the weekend, and you guys and I had never sold merch in my life before, and you guys opened up for the Get Up Kids, and I think it was like you sold like $2,400 in merch that night. It was crazy.
Didn't we just get a bunch of stuff too, and nothing was organized?
Yeah, it was a nightmare. And you guys thought it was hilarious. I was trying to keep up.
It's still kind of funny.
Yeah, figures. But and then I think I went out with you three other times, like for like a week or two at a time.
Yeah.
You guys were lucky to have me.
We were. What was the thing you'd always say?
Which one?
When you like were like you thought you made it.
Dad, I made it. That's Jenko's that thing that he always says about me.
What is it?
Dad, I made it. Jenga. If I could sell merch on this upcoming tour, would you let me? Okay. So who is going to be your merch guy?
I think Parker's going to do it from Cream Tangerine Records.
Awesome. He's a good man.
I think he kind of wanted a break from, you know, get out a little bit, see some things. We'll be able to go to some record shops, so he'll be able to do that as well.
Uh-huh.
He's a good man.
I just said that. All right, so then you guys toured for a while, and then you record a second album out in L.A. Tell me a little bit about that.
So then we toured a bunch, did Europe and so forth, and started writing for the next record, which became Your Majesty. And we were like horrible. Like Adrian and I and Jim and Janko, we were talking about this a couple weekends ago. We all went out after practicing for a bit.
Where'd you guys go? The Peanut?
We did.
Nice.
Okay. We were horrible at recording demos. We just never gave a shit about doing demos because we always felt like, oh, the songs are good, so we don't have to do demos. We didn't get like producers needed to hear a really good demo.
Uh-huh.
So we were supposed to record with Rob Schnapp and Doug Boehm, and we sent him the demos. Like, he was like, I need to hear demos. And we were like, we didn't even record any yet, and we were leaving in like 5 days. So we recorded the demos. And they were just, I mean, I wish I could find those. They're so bad. And we sent them to him. He got them the day we arrived in LA. So we got off the plane. And then like an hour later, we were sitting there waiting for someone to pick us up from the airport. And we got a call. And they said, and it was like, Rob's not doing your record. And we were like, what? He's like, he thinks the demos are terrible. And we were like, what are you talking about? The songs are really good. You know, we went through this whole kind of like, oh shit. Well, he's not, and then all of a sudden it's like, he's not doing your record. We're going to look into another producer, but if not, you guys have to fly home.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this sucks. And so we were just sitting there. I just remember sitting on the grass and like, okay, well, he's not doing our record. And then, you know, I think Vagrant called him like, we're trying to get this guy who did like MXPX and Pennywise. And we're like, I don't know about that. And not that those things are bad or anything, but kind of what, you know, we were going for at the time wasn't really that sort of style. And then finally, I think like Justin and I talked to Rob on the phone. We're like, please just like, let us play these songs in front of you. And the songs are good. We're really bad at demos. And he finally agreed to come and watch us rehearse the songs. So then we went to this rehearsal space in LA and he sat in the middle of the room and we played the songs and he just like wrote things with in his little pad. And then we're like, okay, well, what do you think? He's like, all right, let's do the record. Nice. And so it was, we spent the next month, Justin and I spent about a month and a half there, and the rest of the band was there about a almost a month, and we tracked the record and mixed the record in that time in Los Feliz, California. And that's, I don't know, that was kind of, that was it. That was a, it was a crazy time. It was actually a year, it was whenever we recorded that, it was right around this time was when we recorded the record, because I remember my birthday was one of those days we were tracking.
Yeah, and I think I was there that night. Do you remember that?
Really? You were in L.A.?
I was in, out, because you guys all stayed in a hotel, right?
Yeah.
Because I drove over there one night because I was in L.A. for a few days, and I remember meeting up with you, and I think it was your birthday.
Did you go out with us to that the Roost across the street?
Yes. I did, never made it to the studio.
Anyways.
What are you going to do, huh?
Okay.
So the after that, what year and month did that come out? 03?
I don't remember what year Your Majesty came out.
Do you know what year it is now?
Ugh.
Anyway, moving 98. On. Because after that, you guys weren't a band for that long.
Right.
I got kicked off the Vagrant America tour. That was kind of the beginning of the end.
That was.
But then I went on tour with you another time. I think it was your second to last tour. And it kind of seemed, from an outsider's perspective, it kind of seemed like it might not be going on too much longer.
Yeah. I think
I had a good time on tour, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah. We tried to stay together for that reason.
For me?
Yeah.
That was nice.
No. So, yeah, it started kind of – it was weird. I think, like, things kind of really started going a little – south when we did a tour with it was at one point it was like Mates of State, Super Drag, Mars Volta, and us, and it was supposed to be the Your Majesty tour, but for some reason the record got pushed back and it wasn't out, and it was supposed to be out for this tour, and we were kind of all wanting to do those songs, but that's such a different record that the crowd was just like, what are you guys, not into it at all. And it was tough too, because we were headlining over three amazing bands. And then we would get on stage and everyone wanted to hear Design Nervous Breakdown, and we just played Your Majesty for the most part.
Yeah.
And people were like, what the fuck is this? So it was this weird energy going on where it was like, okay, we really want to be doing this. But, you know, I mean, I've been there. I've been in a concert before where, you know, we went, remember when we went, I don't want to compare it to this, but this is the one that popped up first. Remember when we went and saw Poison?
Which time?
The time that they were touring on a covers record.
Yeah.
And they were, what was that song they played? We were just like, I think we were like, let's get the fuck out of here.
I stayed all night, man.
But, you know, so I get it as like a person coming to see a band play and the band doesn't play anything you want to hear. And that kind of just, you know, that brought a lot of tension. And that was kind of the beginning of it. And then it just, we kind of all started being not on the same page.
Yeah. Well, do you think anything might come out of this tour, and like as far as a new album or something?
I don't think we're limiting ourselves to, you know, anything. The idea right now is to go out and just really be great live. Mm-hmm. And to see what happens from there. If, you know, these shows go great, then we'll kind of evaluate everything, where we are at the end of them. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, we go and do them and we don't get along, or, you know, it doesn't go as well as we think it's going to go, then that'll be that.
Why don't you give an update about what everybody's doing in the band right now?
Justin lives in Hawaii. He's working on a new record. Adrienne lives in San Francisco. She is also working on a new record with Extra Classic.
And she's a teacher too, right?
Yeah. Jenko still works at Radio Shack.
Nice.
The last one in the U.S. He's like the president of it. and Jim is he is part owner of Blue Collar Press and Distra.
Cool. What do you do, man?
I'm still working on my modeling career.
This might be the year. All right. Anything else you got for me?
Give us an update on what you're doing.
Right now or in life?
In life.
Living in North Carolina and working, and that's pretty much it.
How's your modeling career going?
I've been focusing more on my dancing, but, you know, whatever.
Tell me,
let me interrupt you for a second. You brought up a covers album, you know?
Yeah.
Remember when you put out your covers album and you guys were playing this song every night?
Harder to be a man, you gotta toe the line. And as long as you're able, we'll do just fine. Now my baby should only have eyes for me. I know there's sometimes there's some girls you wanna see. Well, that's when my 3-second rule comes into play. You can only look for 3 seconds, then look away. It's called a 3-second rule, like the kind of rules you had in school. It's just my 3-second rule. It's designed to keep my man in line as long as he knows the 3-second rule.
Remember?
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, yeah. I did.
All right. Anything else?
I wanted to ask you, I was like, what, you know, when we practiced a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
we started talking about like old stories and stuff, and it was really funny. What are some old stories you remember?
I mean, I remember getting kicked off that Vagrant tour.
That's a fun one.
That was fun. That tour I went on with Hey Mercedes and Dashboard was super fun.
Yeah. Do you know any stories, though? Like, do you remember any stories?
Just the Upper Decker Party Wrecker.
Oh, my gosh. Tell that story.
Well, I won't say where it happened, because if I ever show my face there again, I might get killed. But
it's still open.
Well, who knows? You guys played a show, and the guys who ran it were just the biggest assholes in the world, and so we decided to shit.
Don't say we.
We all decided to shit.
You.
All right.
But do you remember why?
Because the guy, like, we had to move they had to move the furniture out of a certain part of this club, and they said they wouldn't pay you guys until all the furniture was moved back.
And they were trying to get...
But they weren't being cool about it. They were being total dicks about it, and so we were kind of like, what the fuck? So I went and did the Upper Decker Party Wrecker. Hey. Oh, yeah, dog. All right. How about I pick a song and we wrap it up?
That's fine.
And I'll see you up in Chicago. I'll meet you in Chicago in September, and then I'm riding back with you to Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, dog.
By the house that you call home, lies the evil and the scared. Past the saints through heaven's gates.
I've known you all my life to something pretty.